Hi there. The word for you today is, it's for a purpose. In Romans 8 verse 28, the well-known scripture, we know that all things work together for good. When you know God's plan for your life, you won't permit things that are contrary to it. You won't be quick to get discouraged when situations bring conflict and disorder. You won't become frustrated or overwhelmed by those things you can't pray away or confess away or speak away. Why? Because you know that if it's in your life and it's not caused by disobedience, that God has allowed it and that He wants to use it to produce in you the nature of Jesus. Paul says, all things work together, not some things. Work together for the good of those who love the Lord. You say, but I can't see any real purpose in it. Hold on. You will. God is building a foundation under you. He's equipping you to handle a level of success you can't cope with right now. Out of this pressure will come the power to do what He, not others, desires in your life. He's teaching you in the wilderness, so that when you get to the promised land and people become uncooperative or resentful or jealous, you won't be afraid to cut those unhealthy ties. God wants you to know that your help comes from Him, not people. Do you understand that? If you don't, you'd better ask somebody. But don't ask just anybody, ask the Lord. Here's a great promise. Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call on Me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Don't be afraid to ask God. Ask Him what? Ask Him why, Lord? Men and women in Scripture have asked that question all down through the years. But be ready when God answers. And the answer you're apt to hear is, it's for a purpose.